Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Stephanie Zyka, and you're listening to Debutante Disclosure. Universal healthcare, the debate of the century. A January Fox News poll revealed that most Americans would indeed repeal Obamacare. But what about the people who actually practice the medicine? What's their say? Well, turns out the majority of doctors across the country strongly oppose the bill. The 2011 National Physician Survey indicated that only 18% of doctors expect the quality of healthcare to improve, while a whopping 65% expect it to completely deteriorate. Why? My brother Tony and I want to get to the bottom of it as well. I have Dr. Diane Knight, a University of Miami Medical School graduate and board-certified pediatrician and hospice physician, here to give her valued insight on the bill and its potential repercussions.
Good to be here, Stuart.
Dr. Knight, as a physician, how do you see the healthcare bill affecting the field of medicine?
I see it as a further decline in the quality of medicine in the United States.
The 2011 National Physician Survey, polling almost 3,000 American doctors, showed that while Obamacare would raise spending premiums, overall U.S. healthcare costs, and debt, it wouldn't raise the quality of American healthcare. Rather, by a margin of well over 3-1, doctors would expect the quality of American healthcare to decline over the next 5 years. Where do you see the future of medicine heading in the coming years?
Well, since I graduated medical school in 1984, what I've seen is a steady decline in the quality of medical care, and most physicians have seen the same, and I believe that most physicians anticipate things continuing on that downward slope. As government continues to interfere in the delivery of health care, just the same way as insurance companies interfered with the delivery of healthcare back in the 80s, things will surely continue to decline.
Do you have any comments, Tony?
Well, anytime the government gets their hands and stuff, it gets a little messy. So you have that. But also, there needs to be some cap on the level of healthcare provided to the average person. And that's actually a problem right now. The average American feels completely entitled to basically an unlimited amount of healthcare.
Right.
Or whatever trouble they get themselves into.
Right. And just, I know you all weren't around in the 80s. Back when I first started practicing medicine, there was no entitlement, and most people didn't have health insurance. And so, you know,
That's a side effect of insurance.
This is all a side effect of insurance.
Very interesting. It's no secret that some areas of medicine will be more affected and regulated than others. Which specialists, in your opinion, should be most concerned by the bill?
Well, the administration has made it clear to the medical societies that they are intending to cut the highest paid physicians' reimbursements. And so that would be your ultra specialists. And what they want to do is balance that out by supposedly increasing the reimbursement of the primary care physicians. Now, that makes absolutely no sense at all. If you want to look at how much training people have to go through to become, say, a neurosurgeon, people are not going to be at all attracted into the specialties that require that much training anymore.
Right, and actually, on that note, do you believe the number of medical school applicants in the coming years will remain constant or decrease or increase?
Well, assuming things continue on the trend that they're on right now, I see our medical system going the way of Russia's. I have several friends that came here from the ex-Soviet Union, and they tell me that physicians are extremely low paid. They don't have any of the equipment that they need to perform their jobs, and almost all the physicians there are females because the men can't afford to go into medicine.
That's pretty depressing, too, because most physicians now are choosing that field because they actually have a passion for helping, and they're not going to go through the, you know, 8 or 9 years of schooling to receive the same pay of someone who doesn't even have to go through schooling.
Well, really, no one goes into medicine for the money because, as someone told us during, I believe it was my first year of medical school, if you took the time and money that it takes to go to medical school and training, and you invested in, say, a corner newspaper stand, you would come out way, way ahead with that amount of money and that amount of time and effort than if you went to medical school.
So what are your thoughts on the idea that all Americans will be required to carry health care insurance?
Well, I think about it the same way as I do about any other government mandates, and specifically about the car insurance mandate that we have here in Florida, and it's very clear how that's all worked out. Those of us who are law-abiding have car insurance premiums that we can't afford, and the people that don't feel like having car insurance are the people that run into you.
Obviously, and that's the purpose of the entire thing, is so if you get hit, someone else's insurance will take care of it, but of course those are always the ones that don't have the insurance. So what is your personal solution to the bill? Should we keep it, repeal it, or rectify it?
I believe that much of the bill is going to be stalled or repealed, but I believe that the trend that the bill suggests is going to continue on as long as Americans believe falsely that that this is an entitlement and that it's for their good. If people only understood that the way you get good quality anything is by choosing it yourself and then paying for it,
right,
then they would not be laboring under this false assumption. Prices would be very much controlled as they were before if people had to pay for their own services.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, a plumber can't come over and charge you $5,000 to fix your toilet because you wouldn't pay it.
Right.
So if that were the case, you would just buy a new toilet or whatever. That the people only charge you what you're willing to pay. And so the reason that we have these exorbitant prices is because those are the prices set by the insurance companies now.
Mm-hmm. Tony, any thoughts? Repeal it, keep it?
It's definitely, the problem is that, you know, people point out what they like and dislike about it, but 90% of it is agreed upon by the Republicans and the Democrats. So, you know, it's definitely going to get stalled or repealed and redone, but it's not going to look very much different than what we're looking at now.
I just think it's strange how, in the midst of all this, really the physicians themselves have kind of been ignored. Like I said earlier, 65% of them completely agree that it will absolutely increase the price of medical care and also decrease the quality of care. And I just think it's kind of strange how they've been the ignored group in all of this debate.
Yeah, well, I mean, anytime you have a middleman, you have the middleman pushing for his own agenda, and it usually has a bad effect on the end result. And right now the government is choosing to be a middleman in healthcare, so they got their own agenda.
Okay. So we really need to return to the physician-patient relationship being sovereign, the physician and patient deciding on the correct medical care and deciding on how that care will be provided and paid for.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Knight, for your valuable insight. And Tony, as always, it's interesting to have you on as well. And sure enough, as long as Republicans have control of the House and potentially the White House in 2012, they'll keep fighting to repeal or at least meticulously revise the Obamacare bill. Thank y'all so much for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca.